fleet of Lears, Falcons, and Gulfstreams. It's the flight experience that charter jet clients have grown to expect, but at a significantly reduced cost and available to you 24/7. Call 1-800-GOODJET or 800GOODJET.com. GoodJet, we love your schedule.
It is 9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, trouble on BART tonight. BART is confirming that a woman fell onto the tracks at the North Concord Martinez station just after 8 o'clock tonight. The transit agency says she was not hit by a train and they won't talk about the extent of her injuries. But we have been told that trains are not stopping at that station while the emergency response is carried out. BART spokesman Jim Allison.
Fell into the trackway, and medical emergency people responded right away. It appears that she is not seriously injured, was never struck by the train. We have her back up on the platform and are treating her. So in the grand scheme of things, this is not the worst case scenario.
Again, Allison would not talk about the extent of her injuries. He would only describe her as a young woman. We are told that there are 15-minute delays now on the Pittsburgh Bay Point BART line.
I really do think that the mayor is playing politics with public safety.
San Francisco Mayor Sheriff Ross Mercurimi today trying to clear the air as questions mount about the release of a 7-time convicted felon, an illegal immigrant deported 5 times, a man now accused of shooting 32-year-old Kate Steinle at Pier 14 last week. Mercurimi, the most outspoken public official in San Francisco during this 9-day ordeal, also called out Mayor Ed Lee. KGO 810's Mike Simpson reports from the sheriff's news conference.
The sheriff told the packed room, 15 cameras, that it's the feds that bear the blame for the release of Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez because they reached out to his office first about an old warrant. And once that happened, deputies had no choice but to go get him.
ICE should have deported him. They didn't need to bring him back.
Why that 20-year-old charge was flagged this go-around, he's not sure, but he says the feds knew there needed to be another warrant filed to hold on to Lopez Sanchez, and they never acted. Mercurimi spent time saying there's been too much finger-pointing in the case, but that he wanted to clear distortions.
The mayor's throwing his own law under the bus. Find it incredibly sad and incomprehensible that this tragedy is being used as a platform for political gain.
Meanwhile, California Attorney General Kamala Harris talking publicly for the first time tonight about San Francisco's highly criticized sanctuary law. The Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate tells the San Francisco Chronicle, quote, "What needs to be looked at is a comprehensive immigration reform. That's the bottom line," she says. And she goes on to tell reporter Carla Marinucci, "Let's not react to one specific case when we're looking at a national problem." Questions tonight following the deadly shooting of a 17-year-old by Santa Cruz County Sheriff's deputies.
Grandparent told him he just killed the family pet, so he'd killed a kitten that was inside that home.
Two deputies called to a Boulder Creek home where a 17-year-old was in the middle of a violent rampage. KGO 810's Paul Rogers tells us it's not yet known yet what triggered the outburst.
The boy's grandparents called 911 about 10:30 p.m.
Their 17-year-old grandson had destroyed furniture and was breaking windows in the home and had struck his 70-year-old grandfather with a martial arts type of club.
Lieutenant Kelly Kent says when deputies got to the Boulder Creek home, the grandparents told them the boy had also killed the family's pet kitten.
One of the deputies through the window could see him arm himself with a shotgun and a lever type action rifle.
The boy then came out of the house.
The deputies then saw him lower the rifle towards one of the deputies, and that's when, fearing for their life, two of the deputies fired and shot him 4 times.
An autopsy will likely determine if the 17-year-old was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. The DA's office is investigating. And a legal victory tonight for California farmers. A Sacramento County Superior Court judge today ruling the State Water Resources Board cannot punish farmers for ignoring orders to cut back on water. The judge holding water regulators ordered those cutbacks without holding a hearing. Now an attorney who challenged those regulators is saying the ruling throws all cutbacks into question. But the Water Board tonight saying not so. The ruling, they argue, still gives the agency the power to punish those who illegally take water. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:04.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-5191 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-5191. That's 888-999-5191.
9:05 on KGO. Time now to check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
John, I want to iterate what you were reporting on there about the BART trains not stopping at the North Concord station because of a person on the tracks. So remember, BART trains not stopping at the North Concord station. Southbound 101, back at a crawl from just before Alexander Avenue in Marin City to right up to just after Vista Point. From there, it does pick up. Some speeds do, but you're still going to be sluggish across the Golden Gate Bridge on southbound 101 to Highway 1. And it's going to be like this throughout the weekend until about 5 Monday morning. That's because Doyle Drive is shut down for construction. So you've got no access to 101 from Arena Boulevard or Lombard Street. The good news is, though, once you do get to 1 in San Francisco, no slowdowns at all right now. Pleasanton, 580 eastbound at Santa Rita. An accident there has the third lane taken out right now. Jam-ups aren't horrible, but you are stop and go from about Hacienda Drive to El Charro. And I want to go back to the city or the Bay Bridge for just a moment and let you know all is clear in both directions. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's lose to the Indians tonight in Cleveland 5-1. And at AT&T Park, the Giants scored 8 runs in the bottom of the 5th. The big blow, a grand slam by Hunter Pence. Giants now up 9-1 on the Philadelphia Phillies. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Tonight, expect cloudy skies, patchy fog, lows in the upper 50s, with winds out of the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, expect lots of sunshine, highs in the mid-60s to mid-80s. Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun, highs about the same. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies at 61 degrees in Walnut Creek, 65 in Santa Rosa, 66 in Fairfield, 62 in Half Moon Bay, 66 in San Jose, 64 in Oakland. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Glad you could join us.
Comedy, music, live. Are you getting it? Yeah, they're all the same show.
Sounds like a fun crew.
I think we can live with that.
What time is it?
It's showtime, folks.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hi, this is Pop Sensation of the Week, Ariana Grande. As you know, I'm dumber than a post and was recently caught on video saying, quote, "I hate Americans, I hate America," unquote. On that same viral video, I could also be seen licking donuts. I'd like to take this time to apologize for that behavior and that statement. Words are hard. It should be noted that I was taken completely out of context. Firstly, I said that on opposite day, so that means I love America. And I love Americans. It also means that the donuts were licking me. Secondly, many of you forget that I'm basically just a glorified stripper who sings with the help of computers. Thirdly, that footage is from TMZ, and everything on TMZ is fake, not real, like unicorns. And fourthly, I'd like to conclude by saying that I was a liar. I gave into the fire. So, let's make every week Shark Week. Thank you.
Very nicely done. And that was her, what, second, third, fourth apology?
Yeah.
Yeah, the last one was really weak. The one where she said, you know, what was that about? Oh, denouncing childhood obesity.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm a liar. I gave into the fire a lyric from one of her songs, really?
I don't know. I don't listen. Oh, Janice says it
our
is.
Our young intern confirms. I knew it. I was like, wow, that's really lame, but it's lame enough to be true.
Well, she said, because she has bizarre lyrics in some of her songs, right? Okay.
Oh, One Last Time.
Yeah. But she says that her producers insisted that she sing it, and she didn't want to sing it, but she decided to sing it anyway, and it was a good idea that she did sing it because it turned out to be a hit. All right. Well, so anyway, she is on apology number 2 or 3, but of course she has dropped out of the All-Star game, and that's a good thing. You can't say, I hate Americans and I hate America, and then think you're going to sing the Star-Spangled Banner.
America,
that's not going to work.
Is firing you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where's Donald Trump when you need him?
Today, she put out another video, but we'll forgive her. I mean, that's where I'm at. But this was, I think, her third apology for licking the donuts in the shop. And I'm not going to, there's a 4.5 minute version. If you want to see that, you can.
It's painful.
You can look at it. Here's the short version.
Hi, y'all. It's me. Forgive my puffy cheeks, please. I'm making this video from Wisdom Tooth Recovery Hill. But I just wanted to make a video to.
Stop right there. Okay.
Wait, so that's right. They said
Alto,
that she couldn't.
Alto, no, that was one of her excuses that right. why she would not be singing at the All-Star Game, because she had to have her wisdom tooth taken out. Girl, you know what? Anything that starts with the word wisdom that's in your head, you better keep it in there. What the hell are you thinking? So she starts her third apology with, oh my, I gotta hear it again.
Free of my puffy cheeks, please. I'm making this video from Wisdom Tooth Recovery Hill. But, I just wanted to make a video to apologize again for the whole donut fiasco, because I feel like the apology that I posted, I like kind of missed my opportunity to actually sincerely apologize and express how I was feeling, because I was too busy preaching about my issues with the food industry, which is like not, I feel like, relative. But yeah, here I am apologizing to y'all, seeing a video of yourself behaving poorly that you have no idea was taken is such a rude awakening. I was so disgusted with myself. I like shoved my face in a pillow and wanted to disappear. But instead of that, I'm going to come forward and own up to what I did and take responsibility, because I reacted in a way that I feel like wasn't necessary.
Necessary?
Also just wasn't me.
Okay, I think
all.
We've all had enough.
I apologize for my poor choice of words and for my behavior. Seeing how ugly it looks when you behave a certain way makes you want to never behave that
way. Hear that, children?
Again. And I'm 22 years old. I'm human. I've still got a lot to learn.
Oh, that's the part I read last night already.
She didn't need to throw that in there.
Please, we're sick to death of it.
You know, other 22-year-olds would not have done the same thing. Come on. But she seems, as I said earlier, I'll give her an 85 or an 86% on sincerity. So I forgive her. We can all move on now. We'll make more. Oh, let's get to the stoner story. Okay. 12 best stoners. Who are the 12 best stoners in movie history?
James Franco.
Not on the list.
What? No way. Wasn't he
not
in Pineapple
on the list.
Express?
Not on
okay,
the
wait.
List.
Okay, wait. Shoot. I didn't think about this
well,
during
you
the commercial
should say,
break.
Okay, well, obviously from they're from stoner movies.
Right.
Okay, who's, so just you should be able to get number one for sure.
Brad Pitt?
No. Yes, he is in there. As Floyd in True Romance.
What oh god, who's that guy with the puffy cheeks and curly hair? Oh, that actor, I can't think of him. Seth Rogen. No?
Don't think so.
Oh,
so number
shoot.
10 is Sean Penn as Spicoli.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
A classic.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I don't know why that one's not, higher up, pun intended. Number 9, Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper as Wyatt and Billy in Easy Rider.
Oh, for sure. We're going way back.
Yeah. Number 8, Matthew McConaughey as Woody Wooderson in Dazed and Confused.
Right.
And yes, we're back to 7. What? John Cho and Cal Penn as Harold and Kumar. I never saw that. You never saw that movie?
No, it looked awful.
The first one? Oh, it was great. With Neil Patrick Harris in it? Boy, you got to watch that one.
Really?
Yeah. William Dafoe as Sergeant Elias in Platoon.
Okay.
Number 8. We're talking about the best stoners in the movies. Okay, actors. Jimmy Cliff as Ivan Martin. I don't remember this one. I don't think I've ever seen this. 1972 Jamaican crime drama, The Harder They Come, which introduced reggae music to a lot of Americans.
I got to watch that. I haven't seen it.
Okay, you nailed Brad Pitt as Floyd in True Romance. Never saw that one.
Okay.
Number 5 now is Donald Sutherland as Professor Jennings in Animal House. Okay, that one was great. Bill Murray as as Carl the groundskeeper in Caddyshack.
Oh, of course.
Did you ever watch the documentary about the movie when they filmed this? They filmed this in Florida during a hurricane.
No.
Yeah, Caddyshack, and they were all stuck there during the hurricane, and they got so wasted, and it was just such a hot mess.
Stop.
It was 1,000 degrees.
There's a documentary
about the
making of
Caddyshack.
Get out.
Yeah, it's really fun.
What's it called?
It's
just
I don't
the
know,
making you, of Caddyshack?
Right, yeah, you just have to
oh look my
the
God.
Bio, the bio
oh
in the background.
My God.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Jeff Bridges is number 3 as the dude in the Big Lebowski.
Dude.
For sure. Number 2.
Okay.
And I don't like this guy as an actor, but I forgot he did this role, so I loved him in this role. Johnny Depp as Hunter S. Thompson.
Sure.
Yeah, in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Love that movie. If that's not a stoner movie, I don't know what is. That's an all-time classic. I forgot Depp was in that. That's before he got all weird and flaky and started going to the Caribbean too much. I don't know. Became a pirate. He lost me with that. And number one, I don't know why you didn't get it. How did nobody get this?
No, I know it.
Come on. Cheech Marin and Tommy Chong.
Yeah, lives just north of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
But they did a lot of movies, right? So they're just the best stoners ever. And, I mean, it's not acting because they really were. So does that still count? I mean, I don't know. Do you throw them out?
No, that's a great question. That's a great question. I wonder if they were. Of course, I mean, they were smoking, but did they improv the whole thing? Or, you know, was it scripted?
How close did they
stick to the script?
I think the documentary is Caddyshack, the Inside Story.
Yeah,
there's
that's
also
it.
Caddyshack, the 19th Hole. That's funny. Unless that was Caddyshack 2.
I think it was the first one you mentioned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But there was a hurricane, and they were all stuck there, and they talked about Rodney Dangerfield and getting him, with him, and Bill Murray was a mess, and, you know, just a lot of fun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Bill Murray showed up at Comic-Con, and we'll talk about that next. I'll talk about that next. Because
we've got audio. You're going to love it.
Yes. Don't go away. The Late Night Late Show wrap-up continues on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Is there anything better than a good night's sleep? Yeah, okay, well, maybe that. Chip Franklin here for MyPillow. Look, I have a bad neck from football, a bad back from running. In fact, the only thing that works right is occasionally my head. So when my in-laws gave my wife a MyPillow for her birthday, I said, I want to borrow that. She never got it back. And now I sleep like a baby. Get a MyPillow at MyPillow.com. It's made in the USA, machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and if it's not the best night's sleep you've ever had, you got 60 days to return it for a full refund. Go to MyPillow.com right now and buy one at the regular price, and you won't have to steal one for your wife because the second one is absolutely free. That's right, guys. Go to MyPillow.com, click the 2-for-1 pillow button, put KGO in at checkout, and you'll get this tremendous offer. But it's only for a short time. You got to go now. MyPillow.com, the best night's sleep you've ever had. Call 800-299-6893, 800-299-6893. The discount code is KGO. That's MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you know what over 4,000 vehicles look like? Well, we do at DGDG.com. We've got the largest selection in the Bay Area, over 4,000 vehicles in stock. And every single one of those vehicles features our exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So, how can we make you happy? Discover all the ways at DGDG.com.
Thank you.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about boom fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Now listen closely. It smells like teen spirit shovel. Yes, it's a thing.
Yay, it's internet.
Love the internet. Yes, it's a shovel hitting the ground. Sounds like the opening of Nirvana. Smells like Teen Spirit. Some dude put that together and, you know, it's got a billion hits. I like it. He's playing the shovel. What the hell?
Yeah, who needs Dave Grohl when you can just drop shovels off the roof? God.
Oh, my. Things are just crazy. All right. So let's get, since we're talking about the internet, let's talk about the shoe. The shoe is the shoe, the new dress. Yes, Heather, it's the number one trending thing. We have to.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
Hunter Pence's. I'm looking right at Twitter.
All right. Then it's number two. All right. So we finally got over the madness of the dress. But now that the stupid dress thing was either white or gold or blue or black. By the way, it was white and gold. Were you saying blue and black?
No, I had it right. I don't even remember.
That's still an argument. It doesn't freaking matter. I know. But now another viral photo is here to mess with your, with your rods and cones in your head.
Not at all.
And it is the shoe. All right. So there's a girl on Twitter from Boston, whatever, and she tweeted the picture, and we tweeted it out. Where do we have it? Is it Generation Direction?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at Generation Drex. And so here's the deal. And just like the dress, there doesn't seem to be one correct answer. One nail polish looks purple, one looks pink. And as the shoe, well, either you think it looks purple, pink, or both, depending upon who you are. Okay, so you look at, it's the same thing. So in the picture, there's this shoe. And then there's two bottles of nail polish. And you're trying to figure out which one matches the shoe the best. All right, well, turns out I'm looking at TMZ and they say they've busted this whole shenanigan. They say the truth is neither one. The nail polishes made by Sinful Colors are both shades of purple. Meanwhile, the freaking shoe are just magenta. For the record, Monroe says the shoes more closely match the nail polish on the right, but that's not exact. Now, I saw, and Brett and Nikki and I got into this argument. I saw the left one matching closer, but Nikki said the right. So, you know, it's a thing. If you want to have a silly argument with somebody, pull up the shoe. Okay? It's as easy as that. Well, I don't know what else to tell you. Other than the Minion thing, oh, that's a great thing. We'll get to that after we check in with the news department. I want to go to Bill Murray here. I'm looking for it. Okay, so Comic-Con is going on in San Diego, and Bill Murray showed up yesterday. And we'll talk about it in a second. But he showed up in character. He's playing a washed-up music promoter in his new movie called Rock the Casbah. That comes out in October. We were just talking about him with Caddyshack. But this will be great. And he showed up in character, and he even sang a little bit. Here he is, coming into Comic-Con.
Smoke on the water.
Oh, I love that. I haven't been this excited for a movie in a long time. I'm just already all hyped about it.
So he wore a white leather jacket with aviator sunglasses. I wish they would have given us more of that, but that's all we got.
I know.
And
well,
a bandana
somebody,
on his head.
There's only like a gazillion people there, so if I look on Twitter and stuff like that, we'll be able to find it.
So let's see here. Once he got on stage, he was singing. He sat down, told everybody to stay hydrated, that sort of thing. Now, then he threw
hilarious.
A bottle of water into the crowd. He eventually did break character to answer some questions, though. And when somebody asked him what his favorite role had been, he said, once upon a time, I did save the city of New York. So obviously that was a reference to Ghostbusters. He also talked about his upcoming Christmas special on Netflix and how Miley Cyrus is in it. Apparently he's a big fan. He said, quote, "She's really effing good. I thought she was a knucklehead crazy girl, the kind of girl you'd want to go on a road trip with, but she really can sing. And I don't want to hear any bad rapping on Miley."
Okay, I have the pictures of him.
Let's take a look.
They already have the movie poster, too, if you want to see that.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
We'll put that on Facebook. So okay. Just go to KGO Radio.
Oh, my God. I super duper hope we can download this or stream it at some point. I love that.
And I do want to mention this because there is some, some good news that came out of Comic-Con. And we'll save that for the good news segment, which is on the way, coming up here on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. And we'll get to the insanity that is the McDonald's Happy Meal and the Minion. You know, that's like the big thing today. All right. Some people say they're outraged. Others say it's silly. But it's fun. That's for damn sure. We'll continue on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show, coming up on KGOA 10.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. And now, it's become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
We're celebrating our 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package and ask us how to showcase your beautiful new windows with American Vision Windows, Shutters, and Blinds. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-326.
For over 60,000 California foster children, changing schools can mean losing months of learning progress. And without necessary school supplies, catching up can be even harder.
It's hard starting over.
The day I start, I'm already behind.
I never know what I'm gonna need or how I'm gonna get it.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting school supplies for local foster children.
I just want to do well in school.
I feel bad asking for paper and pen.
Bring your gift of paper, pens, binders, calculators, and backpacks to any Sleep Train and help a foster child succeed in school. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Now, I'm ready to go back to school.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child start the school year right. Bring your gift of school supplies to any Sleep Train store or donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-5191 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-5191. That's 888-999-5191.
Hey, it's Flo, and here's my impression of a reality TV star explaining Progressive's discounts. So I was talking to Greg, and he said that Bailey knew what Erica said about her when we were all on Marcus's boat. And I was like, you what? Wait, first see your drama, because Progressive totes his discounts like Safe Driver, Multi-Policy, and Paid in Full. So it's not like he said, she said, shut up, whatever. So basic, you know?
Discounts to help you save more. Now that's Progressive.
But then he was all, no way, Jose, because his name's Jose. Legit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry. The federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our Sun Power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. The best in the business. Independent surveys say 90%. 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California equivalent instant rebate check. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849. Call now, 800-708-4849, 800-708-4849.
We'll continue with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up, but first, let's check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour, West Nile virus on the rise in California. State health officials say the number of mosquitoes infected with West Nile virus not only on the rise, but it's growing in more places. Here's KGO 810's Mel Baker.
Health officials are monitoring a surge in West Nile activity in 31 counties, seven of them in the Bay Area. No human cases have been reported, but Vicki Kramer with the California Department of Public Health says that's expected to change.
Keep in mind at this point, last year we just had five human cases reported, whereas by the end of the year we had 831 cases.
31 of those were fatal, a record.
When it's hot, that accelerates West Nile virus.
Seems actor Tom Selleck may have been wrongly accused of stealing water. The public works director in the city of Thousand Oaks tells the LA Times the water was legally bought. The water district, though, that claims it investigated Selleck for 2 years, announced a settlement with the actor last night. More drama surrounding Ellen Pao. Pao is the Silicon Valley venture capitalist that lost a multi-million-dollar sex discrimination case back in late March. KGO 810's Nikki Medoro fills us in.
Reddit says interim CEO Ellen Pao resigned from the social networking and news site. Co-founder Steve Huffman has returned to replace her. The social networking and news site has been rocked by unrest recently. This month, Reddit fired a staffer who was popular with the volunteers that help run the site. Some volunteer moderators protested by shutting down sections of the site.
Troubling new information tonight, a mistake by the FBI allowed South Carolina church gunman Dylan Roof to buy the gun. It was an arrest for a drug possession charge, and that is what authorities missed, according to correspondent Pamela Brown.
Had the examiner made that discovery, Dylan Roof would have been denied the ability to purchase that gun. He wouldn't have passed a background check.
The 21-year-old Roof is accused of using that gun to kill nine people in a Charleston church. That revelation comes on the very day South Carolina removed the Confederate flag from the grounds of the state capitol in Columbia. It is a flag that Church Gunman Roof posed with a gun, and in pictures that he posted on social media. Charleston Mayor Joe Riley today says it is the right thing to do.
There's room for everyone's thoughts about history, and that's why you have museums, and that's where the flag now is.
And now to Donald Trump.
Whatever he's trying to push, we don't want that. He better go back.
Protesters gathering outside a Los Angeles hotel tonight where the Republican presidential candidate is meeting with Hollywood conservatives. And again, Trump not backing off the illegal immigration issue.
Whether you want to say illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, illegals, and nobody wants to talk about it.
In San Francisco, lots of hand-wringing over the Doyle Drive closure. There were warnings, but the shutdown to the approach of the Golden Gate Bridge still didn't do much to solve the inevitable gridlock. KGO 810's Brian Pelletier reports from the site.
These workers here are tearing up Doyle Drive between the tunnels at this point. They're also laying down steel and concrete to build a new roadway. At one end of the construction site, you can see cement mixers spinning. Project spokesperson Molly Graham.
They've got a plan. They've been working that plan for months, getting it ready. And so they were ready for 10 o'clock last night, and they've been moving forward and on track.
And the main part of that plan is to open Doyle Drive back up to traffic by Monday morning's commute.
Still ahead, we've got the latest on your commute and your Bay Area weather forecast. KGO News Time is 9:34.
Attention opportunity seekers. How would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my three-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit. Work directly with the factories to remove the middleman and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes and Andy will also give you two free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered, just education.
And now for the latest on that Doyle Drive closure and the rest of your Bay Area roadways, here's Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. Yes, southbound 101 is stop and go again from Alexander Avenue in Marin County across the Golden Gate Bridge to the Toll Plaza, though. From there, things get clear. For those of you who aren't aware, I'm going to remind you again, Doyle Drive is under construction right now, and so it's going to be shut down until 5 a.m. Monday, approximately. What that means is no access to 101 from Arena Boulevard or Lombard Street. You might, you know, consider the Bay Bridge or ferries or buses otherwise to get around. Northbound direction, you've got no problems whatsoever. Back to Pleasanton, 580 eastbound. Construction now has you stop and go from Hacienda Drive to Portola in Livermore. And some good news, BART trains, normal service has resumed through the North Concord Station. It was shut down earlier because of a medical emergency. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, an overcast, muggy day, leaving us with a mild night around the Bay Area. Tonight, you can expect cloudy skies and patchy fog, highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, highs in the mid-60s to mid-80s. On Sunday, you can expect a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs about the same. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies and 64 degrees in Fairfield. It's 61 in Napa, 61 in Half Moon Bay, 65 in San Jose, 63 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's the steamy motion picture event of the summer. An innocent internet search becomes an insatiable sexual addiction. In theaters now, it's 50 Shades of Yellow. A story filled with submission and dominionation. 50 Shades of Yellow. Me wrong or me right, but just me. You'll go bananas over 50 Shades of Yellow.
Okay, so here's the big thing. McDonald's released a statement today saying the toys speak Minionese, and the statement goes on to read, "We are aware of a very small number of customers who have been in touch regarding this toy, and we apologize for any confusion or offense to those who may have interpreted the sounds for anything other than gibberish. The allegation that the toy is saying any offensive phrase is not true. Any perceived similarities to actual English words are purely coincidental." All right? So it's all gibberish. But anyway, it's a hot thing now. If you can get your hands on one of these, it's a collector's piece because it sounds like it's cursing.
To some.
To some. But they're not. Obviously, you heard what McDonald's said.
Oh, okay. Sure, minions can see it, but if I say it.
Yes. No, they're minions.
I get it.
Yeah, so, you know, they came with a Happy Meal. I guess you can, if you're lucky, you can find one. Well, you can find them on eBay, I'm sure.
Should I check?
Yeah, go ahead.
eBay. Yeah, Minion, does it have a special outfit?
Here are parents reacting.
I don't know what it's saying. Maybe he's saying a cuss word.
Honestly, the beginning, I don't know what it's saying, but the last few words sounds like WTF.
Oh, I see what it's saying. It's saying, what the?
If you think about those words and where they sound, then you can definitely correlate the two and make it, and you know, make it sound like it's saying that.
We was wanting to see that movie. So now, I'm curious if it's going to be cussing in the movie. If so, you know, that's inappropriate for children to see.
Well, we don't want any cussing now, do we? Don't be.
Why don't you go take some grammar classes with your kids instead?
Don't want any cussing. All right. If that's the least.
Okay, so here it is. 2015 Minions McDonald's Happy Meal Toys set of 12 in hand.
Ooh.
$42.99.
Wow, not bad.
How many Happy Meals would you have to buy? So 12 Happy Meals times what, $3?
I have no idea.
So they're making a little bit of money, right? Yeah. Seems like it's be really sad.
But I guess it's going to be the big movie of the weekend. Let me see here. Sandra Bullock's in it, and she talks about playing a villain, Minions, and her character.
They're always the most fun to play. You know, it's always more fun to be mean and crabby and hateful than it is to try and make nice with everybody all the time. They're like your kids, but cuter. That's the Minions. They're like your kids, but cuter. She's always wanted to be the princess. She didn't have her princess moment as a little girl. Not saying that all little girls should have their princess moment, but she wanted hers and she didn't get it. And so her whole life's focus has been on being the ultimate princess. And who better to knock off than Queen Elizabeth?
Okay. I really like the gibberish a lot better.
Yeah, boring. Was gibberish.
It's a spinoff of Despicable Me, if you're into that.
Right. Yeah. Now, how did these people get a hold of 52 of them? They took them from
McDonald's.
Exactly.
Yes, they're McDonald's employees.
Because they only make $9 an hour.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So this person has 52 of them, and they're still selling them, and they have the specific one.
I hope they
The one you want is toy number 5. It's a talking caveman, and it even says in it, is it swearing? And he's got little orange pants on and brown goggles, and it's $12.50.
Well, let's bid that up because that person will be unemployed on Monday.
I think I'm just going to send them $100 for it because it seems fair.
They're going to have to start a GoFundMe page for their own minion. Their minionese.
Oh, wow. That's good times, got to say.
The countdown is on, Heathers. So we have, and this is not going to sit well with you, the most popular beer and liquor in all 50 states. Yes, try to figure it out. What is the number one beer in America? What is the number one liquor in America? Which one is it?
Is it still the same one that you told me 3 months ago?
No.
That one's
a close second.
Oh, God. Well, it's got to be something candy flavored because that's what the companies do these days.
I know. You know, in spite of the whole IPA thing, the whole, you know, craft beer movement, the Scotch snobs, the bubblegum flavored vodka.
Wrote down an alcohol.
Oh, you did? Okay, let's see here.
That's my favorite.
Well, hell no. Okay, write down America's favorite beer.
Oh, that's Budweiser.
Okay, you're very close. Bud Light.
Because we're all on a diet. Got it.
I have to tell you this really funny story. This is great. Oh, okay, let me finish. I guess let me finish up. And America's favorite liquor is Jack Daniels.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Right. Okay, what was I thinking? I needed to go more mass appeal. I did pick a bourbon. I just didn't pick the right one.
And Fireball whiskey was a very close second, which is the most popular in 15 states. That's what all the young people are drinking, Fireball whiskey. No, I don't drink whiskey, and I don't drink beer, but I would be tempted to try the Fireball. Ugh. I would have a shot of that just to see what that tastes like. I'm interested.
Listen, if you spilled it on the floor, you'd have to wash it like 3 times. It's sticky like candy.
So, remember the story. So, what was the name of the beer where they brought a whole, what is it called? Truck full of beer into
kegs?
No, in Daron Owen's office.
Oh, Gordon Biersch.
Yes.
They brought pallets of summertime beers.
Right. Whew. Filled up his office with this stuff. And of course, the entire KGO and Cumulus staff went crazy. And then when we moved from our old studios over here, with all the other radio stations. I don't know who it belonged to. But apparently in the closet somewhere were cases and cases and cases of Coors Light.
Oh, sort of unearthed?
Yes.
From 2009?
Well, it doesn't matter. So here's what you have to know. So in Cumulus, in our entire cluster with all the radio stations, everybody was clamoring for the
Gordon Biersch.
Okay. But yet the Coors Light.
The Silver Bullet,
where there's there's hundreds and hundreds of cans of Coors Light sitting down in that promotions office. No one has taken one of them.
I'm sure.
No one has touched them, and we've been here for months now.
Right, but I'm sure it was past its so-called freshness date. Remember when beers were doing that? Did they just stop doing that?
Oh, I don't know.
Like,
well, maybe that's a thing.
Isn't the point of it that it's
aged?
Yeah,
but, you know, we have a lot of young people here, and I just think that, you know, hey, free beer is free beer. Why is that Coors Light still there?
Well, yeah,
I keep asking the people. It's like, why are you not giving this to your your beer buddies.
You see the young people drinking out of the soap dispenser. It's like, oh, here, have a Coors Light if you have to get high.
Here, drink 30 of them and you'll catch a buzz.
We need that rubbing alcohol to clean things. Here, just have a Coors Light.
That's not going to work. That's just not going to work. All right. I just love that. I want to hear the shovel thing again. This is a shovel. This is good stuff, man, for Friday night. Now that's viral. More of the Trex Radio Show coming up here in the late night show. We'll wrap up on KGOA 10.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order, our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 6655 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 6655.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself. But I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Does your business require you to travel to multiple cities in a day? Or maybe your foursome is planning the ultimate golf getaway? Discover the luxury and ease of private charter jet service. It's now more efficient and affordable than ever with Good Jet. Visit 800goodjet.com right now and see their flat rate pricing from the Bay Area to top Western destinations in Southern California, Vegas, Scottsdale, and more. No surprise pricing with complete customization to fit your schedule. A Good Jet aircraft can be reserved in just minutes, so if you need to make multiple business trips in one day or you just prefer a direct flight tailored to your schedule, start customizing your charter at 800goodjet.com. Enjoy their luxurious fleet of Lears, Falcons, and Gulfstreams. It's the flight experience that charter jet clients have grown to expect, but at a significantly reduced cost and available to you 24/7. Call 1-800-GOOD-JET or 800goodjet.com. Good Jet, we love your schedule.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Back to Comic-Con for a second. This is a violinist using Looper to play the Game of Thrones theme. So she's playing all the parts, by the way.
With her what?
It's called Looper. It's an app.
Oh! Yep.
So they're all looped together. It's pretty cool. Jimmy Fallon uses that all the time. By the way, Fallon, you know, he hurt his hand really bad. He almost ripped his finger off. His
what?
Ring finger. Yeah.
With fireworks?
No, didn't have anything to do with that. He was in the kitchen, and I don't know what he was doing. Some shenanigans or something. I don't really, the whole story is not out there.
Everything's shenanigans with you these days.
Yes, there's a lot of shenanigans going on. But he almost did rip his finger off, and he tweeted a picture from the hospital.
Oh, my God.
But then he had to take off. That was before the holiday. Then he was going to be on hiatus. He was going to be on vacation anyway. But yet, he's still out. Okay, so now they're all out. Everybody's on vacation.
Uh-huh.
I think that Fallon was supposed to be that next week after the holiday, but that was scheduled, so he was out a couple days before the 4th of July, you know, Thursday and Friday. And so the next week was scheduled, but this past week, I think he was supposed to be back. But Kimmel's off, and nothing else is showing, so there really isn't much late night going on.
Was that the point of it all?
Yeah,
late night?
Yeah, there's not enough late night.
We're going to wrap up the late night anyway?
Right.
The big tumbleweed bolt blowing through the studio.
Yes, I know.
The sound of a tumbleweed blowing across the microphone.
I know. Well, I'll remind you that you spend 6 months of your life, Heather, and this definitely applies to you, picking out what to wear.
Oh, God.
Because you are the cumulus fashionista.
Yes. But what would life be without the proper accessories?
The average woman spends almost an hour and a half a week just picking out to wear. That adds up to 3 days a year, or about 6 months of your life. What would you do with that extra 6 months, Heather?
What do you mean?
Well, you use 6 months of your life picking out what you're going to wear.
I'd just pick out more clothes.
Rollerblade. You could rollerblade.
I would pick out something cute to wear rollerblading.
There you go. 54% of the women say they pick out exactly what they're going to wear before the night before work.
No.
Yeah,
never.
I think a lot of women do that.
No, you cannot do that in the Bay Area.
Why not?
Because you never know what it's going to.
Well, oh my God, what are you talking about?
To
the professional women who are listening and have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to drive 16 miles to get to work.
Right. Well,
because
they might.
Because it takes 2.5 hours. Good God.
That's true.
Avoid Doyle.
I have
the
luxury.
Don't go to the Golden Gate. Yes, yes. You don't have to work until 4.
But that's the thing, too. When you're doing the pro job and everything, and you're like, well, I guess I'll wear this. And then you're like, put it on and everything. And then it's really cold where you go, or it's too hot. And you're like, I shouldn't have worn open-toe shoes. Blah, blah, blah.
25% have gotten in trouble at work for wearing something inappropriate.
Oh, my God. I so did. Do we have time? I can't believe this is so embarrassing. You know what? I'm going to wear these next week when it gets warm again. But for a little while, I was in sales. And I could see where you'd be like.
Oh, for sure. I can see you being a sales. Yes.
Were you going to say wench? Witch? Yeah. Wench?
Whatever. You know where I was going.
Never mind. Yeah.
Go ahead. Bring on the
well,
story.
So.
Of course you work it.
There was a season, there was a time when the summer short was a thing. I'm sure Sex and the City even had it. And they had pinstripes and cuffs, and they were very, like, menswear, but they were shorts, and they were longer shorts. Trust me, they were longer than, like, a lot of skirts
so
are.
Not Daisy Dukes.
And my
or anything,
boss but just went, whoof. Like, I thought he was going to explode or something like that. So then he has to call me in and be all nervous and twitchy and have a meeting and everything, and, like, you're not allowed to wear shorts, and I'm just like, oh, good God, really? Really? And
really?
Like a jacket and everything in the right shoes.
What a dumbass.
Anyway,
do you want to hit your numbers this month or not, dude?
Hey, now there's a thought.
Yes, it's exactly what the comeback would
anyway,
have been.
Anyway, you're just like,
for me.
Seriously?
Are you serious? Go out and talk to these horny business guys?
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what you should be wearing, Heather.
You're like, well, now what do I do? Do I have to go home? Do I just hide? Like, so humiliating. And here, now this is a lie, and I know it. He said people had complained.
Oh, please.
And I'm like, don't try to put this on other people.
See, this is how
this
you get in trouble.
This is you.
No, your mouth
being
got
a
you
Nazi.
In trouble. No. Ugh. Oh, you. And I know you told him that, and that's what really got you in trouble.
No, I didn't.
You
didn't
go into the Heather's meltdown?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Anyway.
I want to believe. Bill, for wrapping up the show. We'll thank our guest. Let me see. We talked heroin. Boy, was that a conversation.
Wow.
It is exactly what you think it would not be. So you should download that or listen to it. Go to KGOradio.com and download the 7 o'clock hour or listen to it over the weekend. Good God. I thought my head was going to pop. I mean, she was really good. Her name is Maya
Solovitz.
Solovitz, yeah. And she specializes in science, policy, and addiction. But the whole thing get to it.
She was really good. If you remember Dr. Dean Adele, you'd understand where she was coming from with, doing less harm.
Right, doing less harm to your body.
Maintaining, right, and you try to just do the right thing and not be hysterical and throw out all the drugs.
Right. She was not PC, where everybody expects the whole story to go. It's like, oh, my God, you're going to die. You touch heroin once, you're done, and you're going to be addicted, and you'll be in a ditch and, living under a bridge. She didn't go there. Basically, and what was surprising to me is, while some people are on the legal stuff all their life because it works for them.
Right.
Okay, so that was, thank her very much. It was a very interesting conversation. All right, so here's the good news. Back to Comic-Con for just a second. Bill Murray was there, obviously. 57-year-old Kevin Doyle spent the last month walking 645 miles from San Francisco to San Diego dressed as a stormtrooper from Star Wars. He did it in memory of his wife, Eileen, who passed away from cancer in 2012. He started the walk in Petaluma and through San Francisco. Kevin says he's still having trouble dealing with her death and hoped that this might help put it behind him. He also says... I think it was Eileen, was a self-proclaimed geek, and she loved Star Wars, and, but she saw him, if she saw him now, she'd still say, you're such a dork. But anyway, he arrived in San Diego around noon yesterday. Kevin was met by some of the other stormtroopers from the local garrison and posted a photo of them near the ocean on Facebook, and as of last night, he had a good old time at Comic-Con.
That's sweet.
Yes, that's the good news. All right. Have a great weekend. We'll make more. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO 810.
She's
WGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oklahoma.